An apology will be made by this government to all those Pacifica whānau and Māori and others caught up in that, in those 1970 raids. What does the apology mean? Here to talk to us about this, media political commentator Richard Pamatatau from AUT. He joins us now. Me tuku mihi ki a koe, te rangatira, pai ki te a koe, ki te kōrero I a koe hoki. Thanks very much for joining us this afternoon on Irirangi Wātea.
Talo Falava and Malo Lele, and thank you. I mean, what a momentous day for the Pacific population, and in particular, what a momentous day for Samoan, Tongan, and the rest of the Pacific population who were treated so appallingly badly in a racist manner by not only one government, but by Labour and by National. So a very big decision by the Labour-led government, an important decision that hopefully will begin to resolve and heal some of that deep hurt which carries on for generations.
And that is what Minister Opito Sua William Seal, he said that there is generational trauma involved in this. He also said, and I want your whakaro on this, he also said that this is a time for the apology, this is a time for us to feel that apology and to work through what that means, and I guess what that means for the whānau particularly, and all those whānau that were caught up in the raids, much of it very traumatic by police at dawn, banging on doors, children having to hide. We saw that at Western Springs College, Seddon High School, teachers hiding their pupils under floorboards. Is it a time for anything else? I think he might have been saying, let's just get the apology and feel that before we ask for things like amnesty on immigration, in the current context. Is he right to say, let's just feel the apology first?
The apology is a very, very powerful and important first step. And we need to be really mindful that when this kind of violence is put upon a community, it doesn't just end at one point in time. It carries on and carries on and carries on. And what's associated with it is a community shame, guilt, and the trauma that affects people because of that. And let's just also look at who else was overstaying at the time. It wasn't only some Pacific people. There were a lot of white people who were overstaying, but they were not targeted. They were not attacked. And so what it also points to, and this is the opportunity from the apology, is to begin, for the country to begin to acknowledge some of its racist practices and find a way of moving forward, because we are now in a time where we need to be looking at how we can shift the conversation, shift the way that people have been treated, and look forward. So it's both, if you like, a semicolon, a pause, but also it's an opportunity to look forward. And yes, there does need to be some thinking about amnesty for people who are overstayers. I know of families where there are people who have been overstaying and they're hidden. But if they weren't overstayers, if they were able to work as a citizen, have a tax number, pay tax, then the economy, the country, etc., is all the richer for it. And people should not be having to hide because of the place that they come from.
The other issue is that we must not forget, and that it must be a part of our history going forward, in terms of our Aotearoa New Zealand history going forward, is that Pacifica whānau were invited to Aotearoa New Zealand to work in our under-resourced factories. They were asked to man the pumps for us to help fill those gaps. They were asked here. They were, you know, they were spotted and shoulder tapped and, you know, told to come here to contribute to this nation. And then when policies went bad, when governments went rogue and things hit the fan, the first people to be pinpointed as scapegoats were our Pacifica whānau. That, you know, that surely that needs to be more than apologised for, do you think?
Well, we'll begin with the apology, won't we? And then we'll see what the Prime Minister and Cabinet and those Pacific MPs are working out, because I'm sure there is a whole lot more going on other than just the apology. And, you know, you need to look at the Māori settlements as a model. You know, those, we recognise the wrong there. We recognise the breaches of the treaty, but it takes a while for people to get their head around what needs to be done, even though on the surface it could be seen to be really, really simple. I am hoping that after the apology is delivered on April the 26th, that we have an opportunity as a nation again to do some thinking about what this kind of thing means for us and for our identity as a country. And you can see how, well, not particularly just about the Pacific, but about education and what's being taught in the new history curriculum, that at least under this government, there is an appetite to engage and to be bigger than what we are at the moment. And as part of that, I think we also need to recognise the people who've been pioneers, Will Ilolahia, for example, or Melani Anai, or a whole list of other people, and the young people who've been challenging the status quo and pushing the government, pushing those leaders to have those conversations. I am intrigued to know what that apology might look like at the town hall. And clearly they want a big place because there's going to be a lot of people who will want to come along. I expect it could be a very emotional day for some people. And I'd argue possibly already it's becoming a little bit emotional for people as families reconcile with the trauma, and actually the trauma surfaces again, doesn't it? So there needs to be a lot of care around this as part of that. So I'm optimistic that the government is taking a pragmatic and actually a kind approach to this.
You know, not just immigration. I mean, let's talk about education. Let's talk about health. Let's talk about employment. And let's talk about housing as well, too. Surely there must be more targeted approaches to our Pacifica whānau so that there can be equity of outcome in education, in health, particularly in health, and in housing and in employment as well, too. So it's not just about immigration, is it? It is about equity of resources for our whānau.
That's right. And we have seen in the last year's budget and this budget a significant amount of resources being put into making things more equitable. What I think is important now is that as those small steps have been made, then it's up to the population, the Pacific population, to A, respond and make the most out of those opportunities. And then naturally ask for more, because the more you ask for, the more you get, the more you can deliver. And that's where I think there is the opportunity going forward, particularly in health. If you have a healthy population, then it costs you less in the bigger picture. If you have a